hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT, Dynamite the Explosive One, TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T.
What's going on, homie?
What's up, Joni?
Oh, dude, you know, celebrating a week after Thanksgiving, celebrating almost New Year. Celebrating the end of your work career.
Yeah, I quit my job.
Yeah, boy.
I'm going to become a full-time streamer.
As long as you pay rent, I don't care what you do.
I was actually thinking about doing it. I was like, you know, I could just stream for like, and then see how I like
See if you can pick up enough stuff to get monetized in 2 weeks before.
What if I did,
though? Dude, I'd be so happy for you.
Dude.
I would be very happy for you. I'd be like, man, good for you. You got the luck of the Irish.
Yeah, and I could just do like my side hustle as my real job.
Yeah. So
let's go.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Whether you're watching us live on twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia Live, or you're checking out this replay on our YouTube channel, which is under Crazy Town Media. Or if you're just listening, you don't see what we look like, don't worry, it's not that great. On Spotify or iTunes or wherever the hell else you can find a podcast. Mm. But TNT.
Where can they find a podcast?
I don't know, in my pants?
Ooh, there's a podcast in here.
There's a podcast in my pants. Who's coming to listen?
It's called Ground Zero.
Dun, dun, dun. Wait, what? Sounds like that's like an infestation. I don't have those. So you have anything non-newsworthy that you just want to talk about real fast?
I really like Joe Biden's no malarkey bus.
I have not known anything about that.
He has a big bus that he's taking on tour, and it says no malarkey.
On the side of it?
On the side of the bus.
That's like, what would like a boomer call the person in the generation before them?
It's a boomer.
It's even before boomer. It's like he's all like, what was before boomers? Gen Xers? No.
Wow, dude. I don't know.
That'd be like a boomer looking at him being like, oh, this guy, he's old.
Dude, we're such millennials. We don't even know what came after or before.
Yeah, dude. I don't know.
But yeah, so there was that. Kamala Harris dropped out of the race.
Oh.
That's unfortunate.
That does suck.
That's our political take for the show.
Yeah, dot, dot, dot. Yeah.
I came to a realization about Juggalo culture.
Wow. You've been contemplating ICP's fan base.
I went out on the balcony and I was getting some fresh air.
Yeah.
And I came to a realization that I really like their model.
we were talking about?
Yeah, because I was thinking, to explain what we were talking about, we were talking about the way Eminem's career has skyrocketed to the point where he doesn't have to make music, and how ICP kind of uses a different way of manipulating their fan base a little bit.
Well, because what I brought up was, like, someone brought in the article where, like, Eminem pulled a gun on, like, ICP way back in, like, 01 or something. Like, it was just some random thing. And I was like, how their careers have trajected in different directions.
Yeah.
ICP's kind of like a plateau.
Yeah.
And Eminem just went straight up.
But I was just outside, and I was thinking about how ICP is kind of just, like, injected memes into their music to the point where people, whether it be the Faygo or the face paint,
right?
Like, it's just like,
or just saying Juggalos or Neddin.
Exactly. we'll give you some Neddin.
Yeah, dude, so, whatever. Yeah.
But it's crazy. They just use like so many different like things to kind of bring people together. Oh, he's doing what they said in the song. I know that.
Yeah.
And Eminem doesn't have that. Besides, I think my dad's going crazy.
Yeah, right. But so I said, I was like, basically, like you have a cult and you make music that's about the cult. And then they're just like, this is the best music ever because it's about the cult.
It is. But I mean, that's not unfair.
It's not, dude.
That's not because like
they got a big cult. They're a registered gang now. I mean,
Beyonce fans, no, Nicki Minaj fans to be registered as a gang.
Because they're like malicious.
They're malicious.
Dude.
And she weaponizes her fan base.
Yeah, that makes her a cult leader.
Jonas, I just want to weaponize a fan base.
Well, you work on ours, and then you can figure out what you want to do with the Crazy Townsfolk.
All right, all one of you watching.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's me.
Yeah, that's just you. All right, teach yourself how to do something great. Convince yourself to do something for us. I want to hear this.
Let's go.
All right, cool. All right, let's do the rock, paper, scissors. See who goes first. Remember,
Jonas.
One, two, wait, three,
on.
Go.
Hold on.
One, this, two, three, go.
Wait.
Yeah.
This is going to make you so mad.
I hope
I already
so.
Know it is.
Oh, I can't wait.
I just can't wait for you to get mad. I left my stories in the other room.
Are you kidding?
So you gotta carry for 30 seconds.
All right.
It's the one right. Man Jonas.
Oh, so everybody.
I like this, actually. This is impressive.
Let me tell you guys about something that I've learned about life. when you think that the people that you're doing professional things with are professional as well, you sometimes find out that they're not as professional as you wish they were. Oh, I'm not talking about TNT Dynamite. I was talking about my other job. Sits around for fucking 20 minutes. He's like,
oh, I already told you he was going to get mad, dude. When actually that was the greatest moment in Crazy Town television ever to occur.
Was it? All yeah. right. You ready?
I guarantee it.
1, 2, 3, go.
No, I should go first for that.
1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Damn it.
Ooh. All right. So I have a quick hit.
I bet you do.
TNT, have you ever smoked cigarettes and like taken smoke breaks at work?
Absolutely, Jonas.
Okay. I have
dabbled in tobacco.
Smoke breakery. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of like angst, I guess, with smokers and non-smokers because they feel that, hey, just because you're killing yourself with nicotine and smoke and fire doesn't mean you should go outside 18 times a day. Average 10 minutes or so break.
Hey, you could poop more if you want.
Yeah, dude.
Just go poop more.
But then you can poop more, too. So then you're pooping and smoking. You're getting like you're only working like 3 hours a day.
Ooh, okay.
You can smoke in the bathroom. That's the only rule. You can smoke your cigarettes in the bathroom in a...
Yeah, I could just poop outside and smoke. That sounds better to me.
It does, actually. All right, this is the quick hit. There's a company in Tokyo, Japan.
I've heard this.
That has now given people who are non-smokers at their company 6 extra days off a year to compensate. And since that's happened, it says 30 of 120 of their employees have taken days off, and 4 others have quit smoking.
Yep.
What do you think about that, man?
I think it's great, actually.
I do, too. I don't smoke. I'll take 6 days off.
Yeah, it's kind of incentivizing people to quit smoking.
Right.
It's incentivizing people to not BS at work. But on the same note, they are losing, like, they're paying these people for these days off, right?
So yeah, well, they're losing productivity from smokers, too. You know what I would do?
Is this do smokers smoke 6 days worth of time in a year?
I would think so. If you say, okay, what do you think about it? Say they go out twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's 30 minutes a day.
Twice? Who goes out for 15 minutes?
Okay,
what kind of cigarettes are you smoking?
Well, no, okay, so say 20 minutes a day. How about that?
Let me think. So
it's at least 10 minutes, dude. Very least. It's 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay. I'll give you that. 10 minutes twice a day. Fine.
So 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Times 5 days a week.
Okay.
You're talking 100 minutes, which is an hour and a half.
Okay.
Times 52 weeks.
Jonas is going to do the math live. Go. I'm ready for the right answer. 52
times, that's like 75 hours or so, roughly.
75 hours.
Yeah. And then divide that by 8 hours. That's actually 9 days of work. So they're actually shorting them. So, yes.
Huh.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Huh.
What I would do is, if I was a smoker, I would just rough it and get the free 6 days. I would not smoke at work. I'd tell them I didn't smoke. I wouldn't go smoke at work. And I would take 6 extra days off. I would still smoke on my breaks and my lunch. And that's all I would do.
Yeah,
best of both worlds. You get to kill yourself slowly, and you get extra days off.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think more people should take that model in this country.
Yeah, I agree. So that was just a quick hit. You want me to go with another?
Go right ahead, man.
All
right.
God, positivity. I should end on something positive. Okay.
End on something? Oh, okay. I thought you were going to end right now.
End on something positive. All right. So, all right, man. So there was a guy in Colorado. He was stealing some stuff from a Walmart, I think. I think it was Walmart he was stealing from.
Yeah.
I think it was a couple belts and a shirt or something like that.
Mm.
So, you know, big money. Maybe like $50 worth of stuff.
Big money hustlers.
Big money hustlers. They try to catch him when he's leaving. They know he stole. He was caught red-handed.
We caught, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We got you on camera.
So he decided to do what any petty criminal would do, would run from the police. Okay. Go into a stranger's house.
Fair enough.
And shoot at the cops.
Oh, yeah, that's what you do.
For $50, right? You know, because God knows he'd be in jail for overnight.
Oh, yeah.
For those belts he stole.
He was ready to die for those Louis Vuittons.
Yes, because they sell that at Walmart. So, what happened was, he was in a house of a man he did not know. And the SWAT team, there was a 19-hour standoff. Gunfire was shot. Between SWAT and the armed shoplifting suspect. The guy's house, they eventually ended up knocking down the wall with like a fucking armored vehicle to breach it. They used tear gas and explosives. Wow. Basically, this dude, the guy who owned the home, his house was worth $580,000.
Mm-hmm.
He had to raise it and basically build a brand new house. So,
yeah, they threw concussion bombs that actually like blew the walls out from the inside.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, it was crazy stuff, man. I saw.
Yeah. So, you know, initially it says the city paid him $5,000, and then he sued, saying like, "Hey, y'all fucking ruined my life." Because it said he had to, like, go live with his parents and stuff. And,
yeah, and he did have, like, renters and owners insurance.
Yeah, I have some of that here, too, yeah. Right. Yeah. They only paid him $345,000.
Yeah.
But they didn't cover, like, a lot of the property damage. It said that even his neighbor's house had, like, $70,000 worth of damage. And they didn't pay anything for that, either.
That's crazy.
See, like, technically, I think insurance should cover that because... And they can go after the police force or whatever. Anyways, yeah. So regardless, the federal government came down with a decision that they owe this man no money.
And see, that makes you. What are they like claiming manifest destiny?
They said they were acting in a lawful role to arrest a criminal suspect. But like, I feel like it was a little like excessive.
Yeah,
I guess it's a man in a house with a gun with no one else in there, and you're like fucking bringing this armored. Yeah. They just want to use their SWAT gear, dude.
And that is kind of like manifest destiny. It's just like the government can at any point in time just like seize land.
Yeah, or property or whatever.
Yeah, or what's the thing when they bring all the cops into your town and they lock it down?
Martial law. Good job, dude.
Jonas.
That's the army, but not
is that the army?
They don't do that with the cops. That's more of like the special forces or something. Like the military. That's what's going to happen when they... Never mind.
When what, Jonas? When the aliens come back? I know what you're thinking.
I know, dude. I'm all about alien boys. All
right, Jonas. I got trash stories today.
You got trash stories?
I do, man. Oh, dude. Good.
Well, we know that we are trash. And like, are we garbage or trash? I never can remember, which means we're both.
Well, I'm going to start with what I thought was like. All right, okay. So socialist utopia, Jonas.
Ooh, Russia?
No. North Korea.
Oh,
so Kim Jong Un.
Okay.
Decided.
What was his dad's name?
Kim Jong Il.
Okay.
Yeah.
Un.
Yeah. This is Un.
Yeah.
I wonder what the next one will be.
Kim Jong. That's it.
Just Kim Jong. Just gonna take it away.
Yeah.
Either way, he decided to build a new city in North Korea.
Just in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, they've been building it for a while now.
Okay.
Actually, it is the city of Samgyeon.
Okay, I'm sure that's how it's pronounced. Just saying.
Samgyeon. And it is at the foot of a sacred mountain, Mount Pikachu.
I'm sure that's how it's pronounced, too.
Mount Pikachu.
In North Korea.
Which is
not facts.
Which is a mountain that his family rooted in originally.
Wait, they rooted there?
Yeah, because like the Kim Jongs are the family. They do it backwards. Like, their first name is
their last name?
Yeah.
Oh, so Kim Jong is like their last name?
His first name, yes.
Is Un?
Yeah.
So he's like A?
No, his name is Un.
Un.
And then Kim Jong. And then there was Ill Kim Jong.
Oh.
And then the next one would be like Pooh Kim Jong. I don't feel like that was racist. All right.
I don't think Pooh is racist.
Apparently, this city can hold 4,000 families. It's about 380 blocks of developed land.
Okay.
And they had some delays.
Like communism.
Yeah, see, because they have such a bad reputation, people weren't going to supply them with the materials they needed.
Oh, the tariffs. Motherfucking tariffs.
And they
ruining our socialist utopia.
Yeah. So
can I go there?
You probably could.
No, they wouldn't let
they wouldn't let you there. They wouldn't let you go. You'd have to just, you know, kiss Kim Jong's feet, maybe.
Eh, maybe they're nice.
Yeah,
they might be nice.
He might have, I mean, yeah. Pedicures.
Yeah, dude, I'm sure he's getting some ladies to rub his feet.
So while in talks for this, there was a bit of a threat issued with, we have spent so much money and time making this city,
yeah.
And they were like, and if America is going to stand in the way, they can choose which type of Christmas gift they will get, implying that they can get the city for Christmas, or they can get these hands for Christmas.
Oh, okay. They were gonna give us the city?
they were gonna unveil the city on Christmas, or they could get these hands.
Oh, they're coming at us?
I mean, it's not the first time they've done it.
Oh, yeah, they say that all the time.
It's not the first time.
He has to look strong, dude.
Yeah, so... I mean, yeah.
I mean, he has to be like, we're gonna...
Yeah, F you, America. He's like the pro wrestler of the world.
Yeah, right? He's like, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I'm not testing missiles. I'm not testing
missiles. I don't toss no missiles.
Hey, dude, don't toss that missile so close to me. I'm not. It's not even close. Seriously? I'm throwing it at you. I mean, I'm throwing it by you, not at you. Anyway, sorry.
It's okay. I got you, man. I feel you.
They decide to use what they call a youth labor brigade.
Oh, sweatshop kids.
So what they did is they took adolescent children and teens.
Yeah.
And they made them work for 12 hours a day.
Oh, that's an average day. Heavy labor in the sun.
They were not compensated.
Oh, okay. Slavery.
And they were given food.
Crackers.
And all with the glorious, Jonas, the glorious prize after 10 years. Of working almost 12 hours a day as a teenager, they could get priority for going to universities.
Oh, okay.
And they can get into what they call the Workers' Party, which is apparently the party of people that get to stay in these more established
cities. Oh, so they're a 10-year slave during the prime of their life, and they get to live in the housing that they built and go to school, not for free, but they get to get chosen to go to school.
Yes.
Oh, that's a... Sign me up.
Have you seen any of the documentaries for this at all?
No.
No? Well, essentially, the way it kind of works is that a lot of North Korea is not as developed as what we see on television.
Oh, yeah. I heard it's like really like it's more like third world than anything. Yeah, there's some areas that are really like first world. Yeah. But other than that, it's like it's very, very poverty stricken.
And what it comes down to is that the people that get priority to live in these areas – they've shown their dedication to the cause.
Oh, they're willing to like the suck call, the proverbial oon, if you know what I mean.
The cause being the oon.
Okay, all right.
So it's a little weird, man.
Yeah, that's what communism is.
But there was fireworks, dude. They got like a ski slope, dude.
Did they open it?
Yeah, it's open.
Oh, damn, dude.
It's crazy.
Can we go there?
I wanna. It's like a freaking Disney World.
Me and you, we'll do on location, crazy town. We'll go swing through Hong Kong on the way back.
Yeah,
we'll do the trifecta. We'll hit China first.
Yeah,
hell
yeah.
We'll hit Hong Kong, and then we'll hit North Korea, and then we'll come
Russia.
Home. Oh, yeah. We got to swing through Russia. Ukraine.
Jesus.
And then we'll go to Cuba.
This is like you want to die.
No. Oh, no. We got to go to Saudi Arabia if we want to die.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Something like Afghanistan.
Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, we'll just take a rowboat out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No motor or nothing. We'll just... Yeah. We'll have the H4N and a 9-volt battery.
Climb Mount Everest, go to the South Pole, meet Santa. Is that
dude,
what you want to do?
I've already met Santa.
Yeah.
And quit talking about Santa's meat.
What?
I said you want Santa's meat.
You want to meet Santa? No, I said I want to meet Santa, not Santa. You keep going. Go. It's your turn.
All right, man.
That wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
That was actually good. I actually liked it.
There was just no joke ending to it.
Yeah, no. Like, well, we made one happen. It was nothing about what it was about, but it was about what it was about. Oregon.
Yeah.
A farmer, rancher, I guess it would be, raised bulls. Purebred bulls weighing 2,000 pounds.
Bullshit.
So much. What is that? You call bullshit on the fact? The fuck?
I just wanted to say.
All right, fair enough.
You said bull a bunch of times. I just wanted to say bullshit.
God damn it. You're a funny guy.
All right. All right.
These bulls, when fully ready to be a bull mate, I guess.
Ooh, when they're ready to get down.
When they're ready to be a bull, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, right. Yeah, the bass line starts playing in the field. That's how they know when they're mature. The bass line just plays.
Yeah.
They're worth about $6,000 a piece.
Well, that's fair.
Rancher went out to his pasture, found 5 of them dead.
Damn, fam.
They said that they compared them to a deflated plush toy.
Wait, what?
The coat was still red and shiny. There was no blood anywhere. And the tongue and genitals were surgically cut out of them.
And
there was not a drop of blood anywhere to be found.
What the hell are you talking about?
Exactly. They have no idea what did this, where it came from, how this would even work. But there was 5 of them. This also, excuse me, happened 2 years ago. 200 miles south of this in Oregon, they found one bull. Same thing. No blood.
No blood.
Razor sharp cuts removing like genitalia.
Carterized.
It cut. No, not cauterized. There was no blood in the animal. The animal had no blood in it, but there was no blood on the ground.
Oh, wait. The animal had no blood.
So it was, like, deflated. Like, the animal was, like, deflated, but the genitals and tongue were cut off of it with, like, razor-sharp
equipment. Okay, I got you.
And then in the 80s, they had another cow where they had done the same thing, but the udders were cut off. And they have no idea what caused this. They don't have anything to go on or what would even be fathomable to make sure this could happen. Other than, like, they said one man was like, check for a depression under the cow, because when the aliens pull them up and do what they do to them, they slam them down real hard to the ground and see if there's a divot.
What?
I was like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, Cletus.
All right, Boomer. Go back to bed.
Yeah.
Go watch Matlock.
Like, when I was watching the fire in the sky, I saw the cow. Yeah.
Yeah, go jack off to your B. Arthur poster.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
dude. So, that's scary.
You know what, Jonas? I think I've come to a conclusion. I came to it as you were telling your story.
Okay. That you don't like animals?
The cows are really the most intelligent creature on the planet. Hear me out.
Like bulls?
No, cows, Jonas.
Cows instead of bulls?
Cows are running the planet, dude.
Okay. These are bulls, though.
But the same thing.
They're male and female.
Well, what do you call them? Bovine? You want me to use the correct term?
You better.
All right.
Because if you said cows are smart, you say the female cows are smart.
It's America. When I say cows, they think moo.
I want to see you milk a bull, then.
No, Jonas. You know what? Stop. Listen, the freaking bovine
are
really the smartest creatures on the planet. Because it's to the point where the aliens are attacking them, but not us.
Oh.
They're like, hey, these guys can't do jack to us. All they got is bullets. These bovine.
Yeah. I love how you're using bovine now.
They've got something under the collar, man.
Oh.
And they're just like, they're living in like this weird, like, we're the smartest, but we.
Yeah. You know, if you go back and listen to episode 9 of this podcast,
we
had two cows call in.
Oh, Jesus.
And I talked to them on the phone. Do you remember? And then we had him call back in on the 1 year anniversary.
You know what? I don't know how that came across. I'm just going to put it out there.
What came across?
I don't know how it came across.
Like what? Like I'm racist or something?
No, not that. I mean that bit that we did.
It's real, though.
I know it's real.
Oh, like if you listen to it,
yes,
how bad it would
I don't
be?
Know how it came across.
Oh, really good.
You like it? Okay,
I love everything.
I didn't listen to it. I'm not going to lie.
I love everything we've ever done.
Oh, Jonas, Jesus, that was so goddamn
awesome. I love S in my own D.
I know, dude, you do.
Sometimes I listen to the podcast and I sit there and go, God, I should leave a comment how good this is.
I'm not jacking off to a picture of my own dick, all right? I can't do it.
Yeah, so you think that the aliens know something about the bovine that we don't know about the bovine. We eat the bovine, so we try to like absorb their knowledge into our being, where the aliens are like, we just need their genitals and their tongue and their blood.
Oh, Jonas.
Because we don't use those parts.
Okay, I got a new idea.
All right.
Now I got it. The aliens are trying to get to us through the burgers, man. They're cutting off cow dicks and tongues, and then they're going to affect the cow tongues and dicks with these things so that they're just fucking with infested dicks and the other cows, and then they're going to produce infested meat. We're going to eat it, and
we already have infested meat, and we already are dying. You watched that documentary. That's why you're vegan.
There it is.
Dun, dun, dun.
They've been killing us slowly, dude.
And it's a long con, dude.
In America's first.
Dude, I love the long con.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm all about putting in the work. It's like that slow burn, and then you get to where you want to be down the road.
Yeah, but then it's like, I'm not going to lie, man. Once you get to where you're going, it's like, oh, I guess I'm here now.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that was a long time.
Yeah, because the thrill of the hunt is what really draws you in, man. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. But once the journey ends and you get to the destination, it's like, I just want more journey. And then you're going to go looking for more journeys and more journeys.
Steve Perry.
And more journeys until you keep hitting destinations and you're like, I just want to live journeys.
Yeah, like I want to listen to Steve Perry sing. Like on Journey, that band. Yeah, dude, I feel you.
Aliens are scary, though, Jonas.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a firm believer in there is extraterrestrial.
Yeah, we did a whole episode on that. Episode 14 of season 2, the Fermi Paradox episode.
How do you have a catalog? You got this mental Rolodex? Don't ask me what a Rolodex is.
Wow. I remember a lot of what we did. I like it all. It's good. All
right.
Those episodes, I don't know the number. We're almost hitting 100 total episodes, by the way. We're getting close.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
If only we could, like, get a contract with Spotify.
Yeah, we're on Spotify.
I know, but I want a contract.
Oh, well, I mean, we have, like, 1,500 YouTube videos, so it's, in the big picture, it's like, not a lot.
Yeah. We're getting there,
it's because we're trash.
We're trash. I feel like the fact that we started maybe 2-3 years ago might have something to do with it.
Yeah, you know, hey.
And YouTube, we've only been... Yeah,
it's all good. All
right, Jonas. Yeah. What do we want to hear about, Jonas? Let's talk about London Bridge is falling down.
Oh, you ever seen that movie, London is Falling?
No. Whatever? Who's in that?
A Gerard guy and Morgan Freeman.
It's like Gerard Butler? It was like
London. Yeah, London has fallen. Angel has fallen. Snow has fallen.
Nope.
It was like, it's like a series of movies that are all really political and dumb.
Oh, like the Bourne movies.
Kind of, but he's like protecting the president or something. The president's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like really not. He's like, he's too plain.
That reminds me of something totally not about that, but we started mentioning movie star names.
Yeah.
Did you see the Josh Brolin Twitter post where he was sunning his perineal area?
wait, hold on. Josh Brolin, like from Goonies? like the big brother from Goonies, Josh Brolin?
Yes.
He had his paint out?
So, it was a Twitter post of Josh Brolin, of course, from the side, because he couldn't do it from the front. But he just kind of had, like, both of his legs, and he just kind of had them, like, hoisted up. And he was, like, had the sun, like, just kind of shining his,
Oh, but the picture was, like, him with his legs next to his head.
Yeah, so it was from the side. It wasn't just like...
Oh, like his taint.
Yeah, you weren't seeing balls just hanging out. And apparently he said that it ruined his whole day because he got sunburn on the area.
Yeah, you never get sun there. Why would you put it... Like, 3 minutes in the sun would be so much... Imagine a part of your body never gets sun its whole life, and then you go out for an hour. Like, it just happens, like, over the winter, you go out without a shirt on, and you get fucking sunburnt like a bitch in an hour. Oh. Honkies.
Whoa, Joe, what the fuck? Jonas, do you realize the ancillary to that for me would be like, yeah, us, there's this kid.
I know.
But it's fine.
Us cock. Well, what?
Yes, fairer skinned individuals are more subjective.
Though? Honk. Just honks? Like with an S?
Honk.
Us honks?
Honkas?
I don't know.
What up, my honka?
Weird. Anyways, us fair-skinned Caucasians.
All right, that was not my story. London Bridge is falling down, Jonas.
Okay.
Apparently a man, I'm only going to refer to him as Khan because that's really all he deserves at this point.
Khan?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a convict?
No.
Da-da-da.
All right, he was let out last year, apparently. He had served 8 years in prison for an Al-Qaeda-linked attack to set up training camps in Pakistan.
Yeah, I heard some things about that. Do you have any more information about his release?
No, if you got a little bit more,
basically,
I do.
They said they have no record of why they let this guy go.
What the fuck?
They just let him out.
He's just like, yep, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
All right, Khan.
Yeah. It's like he walked up to them. He's like, today's the day I get out. And they're like, oh, yeah, it is. And
Khan, yeah.
You're a good guy. There was something like that. They don't really know how he ended up getting out of jail or why he was supposed to, because he's like a fucking terrorist.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, apparently he got into, I think, like an argument with somebody there at a fishmonger hall, which is like where they sell fish.
Yeah. Is that where they throw it, like over the ice?
I think so.
Dude, I want to go to one of those. I just want to order a fish and have someone throw it at somebody else.
I went to the one in New York City. It stinks.
Oh, yeah. It smells like fucking fish.
It is bad.
It's like when you go to the deli, when you go to the butcher and it smells like all the death in there, dude. You walk in, it's just death.
Dude, it's bad. Like, to think about working in that environment.
Well, you wouldn't smell it after 5 minutes, dude. It's like when you walk into, like, when you, like, have cat poop and you walk in, you're like, oh, it smells like cat. And then 5 minutes later, you don't smell cat.
Yo, no girl is going to jump on you if you smell like fish, though. That's all I'm saying.
I won't jump on a girl if she smells like fish. Just saying.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so no one's going to jump on anyone if you smell like fish.
All right, either way, this man came back to the fishmonger hall, and he had two knives taped, I think, to his hands. They were somehow, they were affixed to his hands.
He was terrorist knife hands?
Yeah. Jesus.
Like, it was like Edward Scissorhands, but like the terrorist version?
Terracon knife hands.
Terracon knife hands.
Either way, this is a sad story, Jonas. He stabbed two people to death.
Jesus Christ.
And he injured three others.
Oh my God. What a fucking jerk.
Eventually, a guy pulls a narwhal tusk that was affixed to the wall.
Oh my God.
And this guy, with the help of another man with a fire extinguisher, another guy with a pole, and another guy with his bare fists, they managed to get this guy onto London Bridge. Apparently, at some point in time, they were beating him with it and everything, but the cops showed up, and he faked like he had a suicide vest on.
Oh, like he pulled his shirt. Like,
yeah, and they shot and killed him.
Oh, yeah.
It's really
unfortunate. If you're killing people in the street, I guess that's your comeuppance.
Yeah. You kill two people, fake like you got a vest, man. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking, but...
He wanted to die. I mean, that's really... I mean, that's how those terrorists work, man. They're all like, oh, I did this, now I just die.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Well, they do believe that if they die in service, that they...
Oh, yeah, they go have 72 virgins.
It's just the idea of what they consider service.
Here's my thing. Mm. Do you want 72 virgins or do you want 72 sluts?
Wait, what? I want virgins, Jonas.
Why's that?
I want them used up, man.
Well, wait.
Would you rather have 72 used cars or 72 new cars?
Well, that's a different story, though.
No, I'm talking about fresh quarter.
No, wait. Here's what I'm saying. If you get 72 virgins,
yeah,
they don't know what they're doing.
Jonas, we're just talking about the destination and the journey, sir.
Right. So are you looking for, like, the virgin part or are you looking for, like, the fun part? Just that?
Jonas, Jesus, it's kind of perverse when you think about how can I kill myself in the best way so that I can have 72 beautiful women at my bidding.
It's all fucking crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, right?
And that ain't enough for me.
Like, listen, if I'm going to do some fucked up shit, there better be at least 150.
Yeah, I need more broads or something else. Spice it up a little bit. My life worth more than that. All right? You can only F like two of these chicks before you're like, I'm good for the day.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, do you really need one for every day of the week?
Like, that's way more than one a week.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting a, yeah, dude, I don't know. I just don't get the whole, like, yeah, why do you need all the virgins?
Yeah. But no, you know what? No disrespect to religion, though.
No, man. Hey, religions is religions.
Jonas, they're going to come to our house.
Who?
They.
Jesus?
No. Mohammed, Jonas.
Oh, sorry. You have one more story left?
I do, man. But you,
right, I got a happy one, so let's do yours and then we'll do mine last.
Yeah, mine
exactly
ain't too
fun.
Happy.
mine's positive, so
this
we'll go
one's
with that.
A little bit better.
Hopefully, I don't run out of time because all the other ones I have as backups are terrible too.
Okay, that's fine. This one's actually pretty good, though.
All right, great.
All right, a woman in Los Angeles.
Oh, I know that place.
Yeah, Florida of the West.
Not really, but sure.
Apparently, a homeless man.
Okay.
Who, for some reason, must have had, like, a severe case of IBS.
Oh, irritable bowel syndrome.
Yes.
Do you know what that... We should explain what that is. You have to poop a lot.
You gotta poop a lot.
Like, unexpected, like, poop.
Yeah.
Fast, go, diarrhea.
Well, this man took, basically, like, a bucket that you would get at a DIY.
Okay, just like a gallon bucket?
Yeah, sure. Okay. 3 gallons, I think.
Whatever, okay.
Either way. 3 gallon bucket from DIY, and he proceeded to fill it with diarrhea.
Aw, poor guy. He didn't do it on purpose.
No. I'll tell you what he did do on purpose.
I bet he did something
He bad. Dunked it all over this woman.
Oh, my God. That's really, like, that's probably, like, a felony, right?
Because
it's, like, a hazardous material? Like,
well... We'll get into
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
All right, fast forward to last week, maybe the week before. Canada, late November. So, last week.
Okay.
University of Toronto.
Okay.
Two people sitting in a library.
Yeah.
Just doing their homework.
Okay.
When all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You could see the bucket coming around the corner.
By itself?
No, carried by a fist of some nondescript individual.
Okay.
Takes the bucket. Dumps it on the girl. Inside the bucket, more diarrhea.
Oh my God, there's a diarrhea fucking guy out there.
Jonas.
It's a serial diarrhea guy.
3 days after that, different library, same campus. Another attack. two more people fall victim.
How's this person not dehydrated from all this shit?
I don't know where you could get it
that
from.
Much diarrhea? Holy
That's
shit.
What I'm saying.
He wouldn't be able to walk. His ass would be so chafed from fucking wiping so much.
Jonas the
Oh, he's using wet wipes.
He might be. The worst part is when you see the images, like the aftermath
all
images.
They showed, like,
and there's just like a laptop sitting there with like a pool of diarrhea.
Oh my God. How gross.
Jonas,
dude.
2 days after that. Two more people walking down the sidewalk.
Wow, dude.
Walking down the sidewalk just off campus.
Just like, oh, let me go get some Taco Bell.
Exactly. Discussing science class.
Trying to get Thirsty Thursdays, $2 pizza slices.
Just blowing off some steam.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude. Taco Tuesday on Thursday.
Once again, this man, this time, Jonas, because he did it on a public street, wasn't too hard to find out who he was. Individual wearing a hard hat with a bucket. With a white towel laying over the top of the bucket.
Okay.
Takes the bucket, dumps it on the ladies. Takes off. Giggling into the night.
He has a hard hat on? He's tee-hee-hee-ing as
tee-hee-hee-ing through the night.
Son of a bitch.
Police caught up with him because obviously if you do something anywhere out in public.
Yeah, dude, why you gotta be so brazen? Like he's like, oh, I'm gonna be the poop guy, but I wanna only have three experiences.
He was like, I'll wear a hard hat. They'll be looking for somebody in a hard hat, and I'll take the hard hat off. It's just guys now.
Yeah, and I'm a guy.
He was a guy in a hard hat. That's all I noticed.
Yeah.
So he was charged with 5 counts of assault with a weapon.
Yeah.
And 5 counts of criminal mischief.
Dude.
Assault with a weapon is bad, though.
Yeah.
It's not like a deadly weapon,
dude,
but it's still.
Poop's fire. A weapon.
It is.
Dude.
It's so.
Ew.
I can only see is that this is going to become the new ice bucket challenge.
It's not.
It might be, though.
If you, I'll record you doing it to yourself.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there's going to be more repeat offenders.
Oh, there's going to be copycats?
Copycats.
Dude, I don't want to put that much diarrhea in anything. I'll be sick.
Yeah, but
I won't be able to like have the strength to lift the bucket up high enough to dump it on anybody. I'll be all dehydrated.
I'm wondering what the diarrhea source is. That's my problem.
Oh, it might be like a cow.
That's what I was
or like
thinking.
Animals. Oh, it could be like a pig farm, dude.
Yeah, it's probably not
all
human.
All that dysentery and stuff.
But that's disgusting.
I think that's better than human feces.
That's like biological warfare, Jonas.
Dude. It really fucking is. It's gross, dude. There could be like, there's like very bad bacteria in poop.
All right, Jonas. One more thing, though.
Yeah, go ahead,
man. I'm going to play a game of guess what race he is, Jonas.
Oh, God damn it. You always
Jonas.
Okay.
Let's guess. What do you think, Jonas?
Oh, the guy who did this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
He doesn't know. You might already, but he don't.
Let's see. I want to guess that.
Mm-hmm. Who would take buckets of poop on?
It's not a black dude.
On 1, 2, 3 different occasions.
Okay. It's not a black dude.
Okay. You're convinced it's not a brother.
Yes.
Okay.
Am I right on that?
You can find me in the club. You're right.
Okay, it's not a black guy.
I'm not going to tell you until you pick.
Oh, well okay.
That's the whole thing. You got to pick one.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to think.
Is he Hispanic, Jonas?
It definitely could be a white dude.
Ooh.
Because white dudes do trashy shit all the time.
Taylor Swift.
Could be Taylor Swift.
Could be Josh Brolin.
I could see a Hispanic guy doing that too.
Yeah. Which one, Jonas? Ricky Martin
or Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks would make a great Hispanic guy.
I'll just take the safe bet and say the white guy.
Ooh.
So I'm not so I don't come across as a racist. I thought
Jonas. I'm afraid he was black. All right, your
was
story.
He, really?
He was, dude.
It
hurt my heart to see.
That doesn't seem like something
I know.
That, like the black culture would be like, oh, that's cool. Like I don't know. Like it just that was like like that's why I immediately was like he's not a black guy.
Oh, trust me, his black card is under review right now. It is under review. Like, dude.
There's some shit you just don't do, man.
Yeah, And that, man, he may get excommunicated.
It's going to be like the racial draft. He's a free agent, so he's got to pick him up.
Yo, take him. We'll take Mike Pence. Just take him.
Oh, shit. All right, man, I got a positive story to wrap this up today.
Do it.
There is a new company called Heliogen. It's actually a startup. It's Bill Gates is one of the biggest backers, along with some angel investors. They have figured out a way to turn sunlight into a source of heat exceeding 1,000 Celsius, which basically is
hot.
That's about as hot as the surface of the sun. It's like about 2,100 degrees.
Wait a minute. So heat energy never really goes away. It only changes form. We could use that to power the world.
That's exactly right. So basically what they said is they've never been able to get this is almost three times hotter than they've ever been able to create with the sun. And how it works is they have a cavalcade of mirrors that all reflect the energy to one spot all at the same time. Like, it's all computer guided and shit.
And it's clean energy.
Right. Yeah, it says it can power the heavy industry without carbon emissions. It says that they're trying to it could get to the point where they could reach 1500 Celsius, which at that point they're able to split hydrogen from water and create fossil free gas that could warm homes, fuel cars, power factories.
It will replace the gas industry, the oil industry.
It says, they right now can make cement without fossil fuels, and they can create steel with this temperature without creating any emission. And because cement is the third largest emission other than oil and gas, oil and coal. And it said, the hydrogen fuel right now is made from splitting methane, which is a fossil fuel. But if they can increase it, they can create hydrogen, which is like the most preferred fuel because it's clean. And it would be clean hydrogen on top of it.
We won't have to use fracking.
Right. Yeah.
It's everything.
Yeah. It like is a giant breakthrough.
Jonas, you realize that.
Did you know about this, or did you like know all that off the top of your head from talking about how it works?
Yeah, I just kind of. I'm always big picture, so I'm always like, okay, well, no. Use that for this.
Well,
yeah.
No, but just but me saying that they did that, you're like, oh, you can do the energy and da da da. It's clean emissions. It's I would have never thought like
that was all off the top of the dome. But this is a great thing. This is like what I would consider like one of those next evolutionary steps.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's all about just optimizing the use of the resources that you have on the planet that you're on.
Yeah. You know what that's
and
part this, of.
And that is one of the things that we have, at least for a
you
couple
of. You know what that's part of?
What's that?
The Kardashev scale. Which is part of the Fermi paradox.
It is.
It's harnessing. But see, that comes from us harnessing our universe's energy for good. Because we already have worked on harnessing the planet's energy. Now we're working from the universe level to harness the sun.
Okay,
so
yeah.
So that's pushing us into that level two civilization.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, so it's like, this is like the precipice of it.
The thing is that if, wow, man, there's so much. Like,
yeah.
The real problem that I'm having, I should say, like, the immediate problem, because, like, I can get into, like, theory crafting and shit. But the immediate problem is that the oil, the coal industry, a lot of these fossil fuel industries are so big that there's going to be a ton of pushback.
Oh, absolutely.
And because they're already established, it's going to be very hard for this thing to get, like, needs to happen.
It's coming at the right time because they're finally starting to push climate change and emissions.
They're
and
like, all right, yo, we're going to die.
Right. Like, yeah, okay, we get it. Ha ha. Like, everyone will die. You can have all the money you want, coal industry, but you're going to be dead too.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be like, we'll have air conditioning, bitches, because we're rich. Yeah.
Jonas, this the idea of that they could harness this and like build batteries, of course, to keep the energy. And we could harness this and use this for just about everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, you could have a tiny one on your car.
And you could, make cement and make fucking steel and make fucking hydrogen gas and, like...
Jonas, are you going to try lab-grown meat?
Will
you try a lab-grown burger? You know that's happening.
Yeah, probably.
They've been working on that.
Yeah, they've already... they said it's like the cost is coming way, way, way down now.
Yeah.
And they said it literally... they've been growing lab chickens at KFC forever.
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, that's why it's called KFC and not Kentucky Fried Chicken, because it's technically not chicken. It's grown in a lab without necks or hooves.
What? I don't know if that's what they're doing.
Yeah,
I think they've been like cloning animals for a while, though. I don't know if we're eating clone meat. I think there's still like some FDA shit out about
eating clone meat. I don't really trust any of that, though. just how many times you see, oh, this FDA-approved drug now causes your fucking ass to fall off. And if you had your ass fall off due to taking Ocelot,
then... I mean, you take medications, though. You take aspirin.
Yeah, dude. It's been around a long time. Why don't you pull out a medical file and just read everything out to the audience?
I was going to tell about you.
You're going to fucking out me in the fucking community? Wow, you son of a bitch. That's a HIPAA violation, by the way, and you should know about that, you son of a bitch.
All right, either way, you take medications. This is like just like meat medication.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's medicated meat.
Yeah, dude, I'm medicating my meat.
Tux, medicated meats.
Tux. Hemorrhoid pads.
Old school.
Tux, dude.
Hemorrhoid pads. You just take a Tux disc. You just get it in there, dude. So Tux was medicated pads. Holy crap, man. That's what they were. As a kid, I never knew.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, Tux medicated pads. Dude, was hemorrhoids. That was a big company.
I guess so. Yeah,
I remember seeing that commercial all the time.
That's so funny, dude. I didn't know either. That was like Calgon Take Me Away. I had no idea what the fuck that was when I was a kid. It was a douche. Yeah, it was like Summer's Eve. Calgon was it. Summer's Eve was a douche.
A douche. Okay, yeah, I found that
one. They had commercials for that and shit, too, on TV. And we're just like, oh, Summer's Eve, that sounds fun. I like the summer evenings, too.
Just squirt some water into yourself, ladies. Jesus.
Honey and vinegar. All right, everyone, on that note, that is all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you so much for watching. Whether you're watching live on twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia Live, or you're watching this replay on our YouTube channel under Crazy Town Media, or you're just listening to our tones of our audio production equipment, including our bocus, our mouse.
Vocalization.
Yeah, we'll vocalize it up. But for Jonas.
And TNT Dynamite.
We are Ota.